नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय। When Srila Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, he first lived in a small little temple called the Vamsi Gopal Temple near Keshigata, but he would regularly visit the Radha Damodar temple like all the great followers of Rupa Goswami. Now, in a dream, Srila Prabhupada once saw many Vaishnavas chanting around Rupa Goswami. Hare Krishna, please come sit. In a dream, Srila Prabhupada once saw many Vaishnavas chanting around Rupa Goswami, who was sitting in the courtyard of his samadhi and looking at Srila Prabhupada in a very affectionate way. So Prabhupada had this dream and saw Rupa Goswami sitting before his Samadhi Mandir and looking at Prabhupada. There were many Vaishnavas around him, and Prabhupada thought this is a direct invitation of Rupa Goswami. And so he changed his rooms from the Vamsi Gopal Mandir to the Radha Damodar Mandir. First he lived on the first floor, and then he moved down into what we now know are his quarters. So every day Prabhupada would cook in his kitchen, which was also his room where he took his prasadam, and saw the Samadhi Mandi of Rupa Goswami there. And he would often also go before the Samadhi Mandi and pray, "Oh Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, please show yourself to me and give me guidance and strength to realize my mission." One day, Rupa Goswami did appear to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada saw him directly before him, and he said, "Now you have written some books, now you should go to the West and preach Krishna consciousness." Now when Prabhupada said this to the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, they said, "To the West? Leave Vrindavan? Why? This is, you have reached Vrindavan. Now how can you leave Vrindavan again? This is the feeling of the devotees. You have reached Boma Vrindavan here on this earth. To leave Boma Vrindavan is as inconceivable as leaving the spiritual world." And so then Prabhupada presented his books to these Vaishnavas and said, "I've written some books in the English language. They're meant for the Westerners." "Oh, wonderful," they said. They should be distributed." And then Prabhupada said, "If I don't go to the West, how will these books be distributed in the West?" And in this way, he obtained the blessings. Prabhupada also was going on the blessings of the Vaishnavas. So Rupa Goswami appeared to him. He said, take them to the Western countries, this book, and preach. Do not hesitate any longer." When we are in Vrindavan, it is very good if we go to that same place of inspiration, the Radha Damodar temple. That's where all the Goswamis would meet regularly, and we should pray to Rupa Goswami. It is said that in these Samadhi Mandirs, these great saintly personalities who are put into Samadhi are still present there, because their spiritual energy is non-material. It does not die, so to say. It is kept there in these samadhi places, which are in some ways powerhouses of the spiritual energy. And it's when you are in the park and you walk, and when you come to the end of one round, there is a powerhouse with many electrical things, and there is a lot of electricity there. So in these samadhi mandirs, we find a lot of spiritual power invested by Krishna's mercy through his devotees. So Prabhupada, he said that Rupa Goswami, the same difference. I'll tell a little bit this saintly person is still present in this samadhi mandir. So if you go to Vrindavan, that is one of the first places we should definitely go. And it's very important now where we come to the end of our stay in the hospital, that we've already gone our minds to Vrindavan Dham, fix some determination, prepare ourselves what we want to do. This was the same instruction that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given him decades earlier. Feeling strengthened by Rupa Goswami's blessings, Srila Prabhupada finally decided to go to the West. Rupa Goswami, the founder of Lord Chaitanya's mission, had spoken directly to Srila Prabhupada the same message he had repeatedly spoken to his representative. Let us offer our prayer to Rupa Goswami for the strength to play our own roles in Krishna's mission. Please fold your hands. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Svayam Rupa Kadamayam, Svayam Rupa Kadamayam, Tadachi Svapadantikam,
Tadachi Svapadantikam.
When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet. So, Raghunathas Goswami prays in a similar way to Rupa Goswami. He says, Adadanastrinandam te idam yache puna puna Srimad Rupa Padam Boja Rajoham Svam Bhave Bhave. I take a blade of grass between my teeth and I fall to the ground like a stick. I beg again and again that I may obtain the dust of Srila Rupa Goswami's lotus feet, birth after birth. Between the two buildings, just next to the Parikram path, is a well that represents the one commissioned by Rupa Goswami and used to serve Radha Damodar until Srila Prabhupada's times. This is very, 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 very important to understand. When we go to Vrindavan, we should understand that this place is a Tirtha. A Tirtha is, in Sanskrit, is a crossing over point. It's, for instance, in a river, there are such places where you can walk easily through the river. It's a little shallow, the water is not so deep, and you can cross from one bank of the river to the other bank of the river. So in the same way, a tirtha is a crossing over point. You can move from the material into the spiritual world. But this moving is not possible by your own strength. You need to pray for blessings. That's why coming to a tirtha is always very important, that you pray for the blessings of the previous acharyas. I like very much the construction of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. Prabhupada, when he was still amongst us, when he was still living with us, said that his samadhi should be established just before the Krishna Balaram temple, so that the first thing we do when we enter the temple grounds is to go to his samadhi and get the blessings and the empowerment to have a real darshan, the darshan where we can behold Krishna in his spiritual form and enter into a reciprocation. What I wanted to say is, in spiritual life there is one law which you must know. It's the law of reciprocation. Krishna says in the Gita, talks in the Gita about this. He says, "Ye yatamam prapatyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mama bhakt manuvartante mam manusyas bhakta sarvashaha." This means that inasmuch as you surrender to Krishna, in that same proportion Krishna rewards or reveals himself. What you must know is that Krishna will be silent when you are silent in your relationship with him. But Krishna will become very active when you become active in surrendering to him. It's almost like with any person. Don't we know such people when we are together with them? There's nothing we can really say, or nothing we really want to say. You know, that there is a, you know, the person who's with whom you are together is not really interested in you. He's not interested in what you are doing. He's not interested in what you are thinking. He's not interested in your life. What can you do with such a person? You can talk maybe about the weather, how hot it is. But after some time, there's really nothing more to discuss with you. You become silent. So God is also like this. When he sees that we are not interested really in making a relationship with him, when he sees that we are not really eager and determined in our relationship with him, then he remains silent. He's not active in our life. And we will ask the question, where is Krishna in my life? It's like, you know, it's like this when you are on Govardhan Parikrama. When you walk and you just think about your feet and how hot it is and how many kilometers are left and what is the time, it seems there's no bhava, no devotional feelings arising in your heart. And when you are at Govardhan Parikrama praying for Krishna's mercy, then Giriraj, who And just a minute ago was just a hill for you, becomes a talking mountain of love. Have you experienced this? You go around Giriraj, one moment you have absolutely no feelings in your heart, and you are dry like a stone. You think of Moscow, you think of maybe a good Russian pizza to eat. These Indian chapatis are too much, they're boring, you know, and so on. And you are totally in the material consciousness. But then you think, wait a minute, I'm here at Giriraj, lotus feet, I should maybe become a little bit more present and not be so absent. And you feel maybe a little desperate that you are so fallen and so absent-minded. And all of a sudden, Giriraj seems to give very good feelings of Krishna consciousness in your heart. So this is the law of reciprocation. Yeya tamam prapadyante tangstataiva bhajamiham. For some people, Krishna does not exist. And most probably these people are, I don't want to say that they are right, but I want to say that Krishna purposefully hides himself. He says this in the Bhagavad Gita, that for those fools who neglect his transcendental presence, he is eternally hidden by his creative energy, his Maya. And Queen Kunti says, Maya Yamani Kachana, my dear Lord, you are the transcendental actor, you are always behind the curtain, Maya Javani Katsanam, the curtain of material energy. So what can you do that Krishna reveals himself? Raghunatha Goswami says there are five things which you should do. He says this in a work called Manakshiksha. Manakshiksha are instructions for the mind. He gives instructions to his own mind, and he says there, yes, tad iyakya dhyana shravana nadipan chamritam idam dayam nitya govaranam anudinam. So drink daily the Panchamrita, means the nectar, which is made of five things. Panchamrita is made usually as ghee, milk, yogurt, sugar and honey. This is Panchamrita. So here is your transcendental recipe. You must worship Krishna, you must do kirtan of Krishna, ghee, milk, smaran, you must do smaran, remember Krishna, you must do shravana, shravana means you must hear about Krishna, and then you must do pranam, obeisances. You should never be lazy and keep your legs in a wrong position when you do pranam. It's a process of devotional service which is very good. It adds to the experience of the Panchamrita, the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Archana, kirtanam, smaranam, shravana and pranam. So we will now add a sixth nectar, that is our Radha Kunda Snan. Are you ready?